Hello and welcome to our Purium Health Products Meet the Owners conference call. My name is Amy and I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium, and we also have with us on the line David Sandoval, the owner and founder here at Purium. So welcome, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing great. Looking forward to tonight's call, being in the audience and going on the tour.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it's something that we started just about a year ago. It was a really exciting time here at Purium, and we actually were just getting to know the Pastor Robles group, who's become an amazing and dynamic group led by Kathy Agata and Jody Kelly. And just about a year ago, Kathy and Jody brought a group of people, brought about 15 or 20 maybe or so people down, and we conducted our first tour. And the tour was so successful, it created such excitement, and it showed, it really cemented in the vision that we had here at Purium, that leaders in the group said, can you keep doing this? You know, this is really important. Something that makes Purium so absolutely unique is that we are our own manufacturer. We control the processes that other companies like ours usually farm out to others. And so that is a hugely unique benefit, and we need to focus on that. We need to capitalize on that differentiator. And so we said, okay, you know what, let's start doing this regularly. And honestly, that was one of the best decisions and best ideas that we made and that was brought to us, because as we've had groups over the year, it's been about 12 months, we've probably had about 6 or 7 tours. Since then, really dynamic things have happened in our business, because, like I said, when people get here to the facility in Long Beach, we have what people have been touring through. We have about 22,000 square feet in our main building, and we have about 5,000 square feet in our actual food processing building across the street. And I have some super, super exciting news that you may, if you've been reading some of the email communications from David Litt and from corporate, you may have heard that we actually are expanding into another 5,000 square foot of building space directly across the street to move our shipping and fulfillment center. So we're super, super excited about that. And just when we signed the lease on that, another building became available that was our old office building. It actually was the birthplace of Purium, if you can believe that, years and years and years ago. And we said, you know what, with what is happening with Purium, this is the time, this is the opportunity to take that additional 5,000 square feet and to run with it. And so we are so pleased and so excited that when the tours start up again in 2014, we will have new meeting space. We'll have an additional 10,000 square feet of building space to take people on tour. So it's real exciting times here at Purium, huh, Dave? Dave may have muted himself out, I believe. So anyway, so it's really, really, really exciting times. And we know, and if any of you have been on our recent tours, we have actually started to max out our conference room space. And so we said, what better news is we actually are going to build a little theater, a little area that can hold almost up to 75-80 people comfortably, and we're just so excited about that. Is that you, Dave?
It is, yeah. Sorry about that. I got disconnected for a moment.
Oh, no problem. I was just letting everybody know the really exciting thing. Things have heated up so much that we just are signing leases on 10,000 additional square feet of building space. So the next time when the tours
which
start
is about up, a 40% expansion from our current square footage, I believe. So, you know, it's a significant investment in the future, and it's a significant investment in our faith in Purium, in our faith in you, and, you know, reflection of the growth that we've experienced. So great job, Amy, and great job to all of you who have made it possible.
Absolutely. So I want to start, I do want to go back because I know people are interested in actually, or somewhat interested in the nitty-gritty of what it actually takes to make a product here at Purium. So I want to take you on that virtual tour like we promised.
And before we get started, I want to remind everybody about one of my favorite things when I was a kid, Amy, and it was a cartoon about how a bill, you know, makes its way through the process of becoming, yeah, to make it, and then to become a law of the land. And so in a way, I like to think that once a product is completed and ready for you, you know, to order it and to be shipped to you, then it's like the end of the line, like the bill that's become the law of the land. And there's a number of processes and steps that it must.
Uh-oh. It looks like we lost Dave in mid-sentence, but I think what he was trying to say is there's a number of steps and a number of procedures that have to be followed systematically each and every time we repeat the process to consistently make the top quality products that we do here at Purium. And so basically it starts out with about 400 pages of law called CFR Part 110 and Part 111. And those are guidelines written by the FDA, and whether we fully support them or maybe we have some doubts, they're written procedures by that have come into play by food safety specialists and engineers. And so we abide by CFR Part 110 and CFR Part 111. And so from those 400 pages of law in the Federal Register, we have written several hundred pages of our own operating SOPs, and that stands for Standard Operating Procedures. And so the reason we have these things called SOPs is because we want all employees to be trained, and so they perform a consistent process. So that's something that you will hear when you come on the tour. You'll hear words like consistency. You'll hear words like redundancy over and over and over again. But that is what we do. So it's actually kind of quite a boring process, just to be honest, because you're doing the same mundane thing and you're doing them redundantly. But that is the proven scientific way to make sure you eliminate human error and that you consistently produce whatever product that you're doing. So all of our employees are trained on our couple hundred pages of SOPs and the departments that relate to them. And, you know, it all starts out with production and planning. And so if you've met Crystal, she's been with us for years and years. As soon as she was actually before she graduated from college, she's been with us, I think, 15 years now. And so Crystal uses what we call an MRP or an ERP system. That's called either Enterprise Resource Planning or Manufacturing Resource Planning Software. And so we have software that looks at our over 7,000 individual items or SKUs in our system. And so we run a perpetual inventory, and what that means is a real-time inventory of all the materials in our warehouse. And actually, if you were here on the last tour, our warehouse is quite full as we're preparing for all the growth that we're experiencing here at Purium. But every material in the system has an item number. Every material has a lot number, so we can pinpoint the exact vendor that we got it from, the date of the receipt, and the PO number that it was ordered on. So there's many layers and levels of tracking. We also do what we call binning in our warehouse. So every pallet location is assigned a number. Think of it as a parking space assignment. And so when we have that material, we park it in this bin, and we let the computer tell us where our materials are. So that is a system that we've adopted. It's actually called chaotic warehousing, is the manufacturing term for this process. And what it allows us to do, and what it's allowed us to do, is really grow and expand without having to dramatically increase our warehouse space. So what we do is we use those parking spaces, and we use the power of our ERP system to tell us where all the materials are and all the racks, versus having to have a set location for each and every item. So does that make sense at all, Dave? Do you have anything to add to bring that piece of it into clarity?
I think that it's the name says it all. You know, it's like, imagine if in your closet you had, you know, a place for your white shirts, your blue shirts, your pink shirts, your red shirts, you know, your T-shirts, your tank tops. But during the summertime, all of the space you were using for the heavy clothes was really just, it was sort of misallocated. And so if you didn't have to have a specific place for each of your shirts, if you simply looked on your iPhone or your phone and it told you the blue shirt you're looking for is exactly in closet 3, the 5th shirt from the right, so it doesn't matter where the blue shirts are, the phone will tell you where your shirt is to the letter, and you don't have to have a system to try to organize it in advance.
Exactly, exactly. Or here's another little story that might hit home is, have you ever been, I do laundry all the time, but I hate putting away my clothes. It's just the worst for me. And so have you ever, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this on a Saturday. I'm going to wash every single thing, and I'm going to put every single thing away that I own. And then I come, and I'm either exactly at the right amount of hangers or I'm one or two hangers short. Has that ever happened to you if you've got all your laundry done?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's definitely that certain amount of laundry that needs to be filling the laundry basket in order to make the system work.
Exactly. And so that's kind of like chaotic warehousing, that if all your clothes are clean all at one time, you know, you've got X amount of hangers, you know. But what we're using is we're using that ebb and flow and that randomization to be able to maximize what we can do and what we can produce here. So
understanding that there's always going to be 20% of our clothes in the laundry, we don't have to have an extra 20% of closet space, if that's the simplest way to break it down.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for drilling that down. Yep, that's exactly what I was trying to say. So basically, we were talking about Crystal starts with some projections. She's looking at historical sales, and we are adding on a projection. She's actually using what we call bills of materials, which are basically just like recipe in your kitchen. And so what we're doing is we're putting in work orders based off those recipes. It is checking our inventory. Do we have enough of these materials to make this item? If we, just like you go around in your kitchen, if you're going to make a recipe and you check that you have all the ingredients, the computer is doing that. Because it would be humanly impossible to check 7,000 SKUs. And so we check all that inventory. If we've got it, we allocate that inventory. We put it on hold. If we don't have it, we go out and we purchase that inventory. And so, again, what's super special about Purium is we have 20 years' experience in procurement, and procurement from the very best sources out there. Dave spends lots of time. In fact, you just spent, 20 hours this past week walking around, talking to vendors at trade shows, finding unique, finding the best, ensuring the quality of the products, of the raw materials that we bring into our warehouse. So we have multiple sources and multiple sources that we have vetted the quality, that we're sure that they meet our standards. And so when we don't have enough of a component item, we make a PO for that, and then when that PO comes in, there is a long list of processes that we go through and tests that we go through to ensure the quality of that raw material. So even though we've gone out and we may have been to their fields and we may have been to their facilities and Dave may personally know the owner or the farmer, we don't just go on that because things happen. We rely on redundancy. We've checked out their operation. We're sure that they're running a quality operation. But when the material comes into our facility, every lot of every item that comes into the facility is sampled and then sent to our quality control lab, where we run microbiological testing. So if you've heard of the peanut scare that happened last year, or E. coli and spinach, we are testing for those food pathogens right here on site. So if there ever was a compromised product, it would get stopped at the raw material stage, and it never would make it to market. In fact, every stage of the process that we do, every time we put it in the machine or a human, one of our employees, comes in contact with the material, we actually send that lot of material back to the lab for additional testing. And then before the product, the finished product that's been bottled and sealed and labeled actually ships out to any customer, it must be QC'd and quality verified one final time. So you have
layers. So let me Let me recap for a moment for everybody. Amy knows this so well that, you know, it just rolls off of her tongue. It's second nature to her. So, but I'm just going to back up and, like, say, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Because I'm maybe just barely. And so what we're talking about is, first of all, we have a formula, and that formula is like a recipe. And if you're making your mom's famous whatever it is, chocolate chip cookies, we're just going to say for fun, you need to have the exact ingredients that mom demanded or they won't be her chocolate chip cookies, period. It's a family recipe. It's very specific. Every one of our recipes is a protected family recipe, which Amy and I have put together with the help of experts, amazing people. So she has a recipe book, just like a Betty Crocker cookbook. And in there are specific governmental requirements that say if you're going to make these chocolate chip cookies, you need to follow these virtually, like it's like 600 steps between what the government tells us and what we do. And most of those steps are to verify quality, purity, potency, and safety, especially safety. And so this tour that we go on, we start with the ingredients. They come from a field where they've been converted from a plant into a powder. And then we receive those powders into our laboratories, into our warehouse. But before they can even be acknowledged as being part of our inventory, they go through a significant battery of tests. Then they're entered into inventory. Once they're entered into inventory, before they could be used, they go through another battery of tests. And each time that they change hands in this process, they'll be tested again. And so this is an amazing process that most people think the redundancy, the repetitiveness, and the time required to do this is a waste right up until the time that you hear about one of these products, you know, like Amy mentioned. Yeah, and then you realize these are absolutely necessary processes and steps.
Absolutely, absolutely. The quality assurance and the quality control is really what sets, in my opinion, a company, being apart from being their own manufacturer to relying on others to manufacture their product. And so, that is a very vital part of the company, and we put a lot of resources into our quality control and our quality assurance department just to make sure that we don't ever have one of those, you know, disasters like the peanut industry or some of the fresh vegetables and meats have had of recent. So many, many resources go into that. You know, many resources go into moving all these materials around. I was looking out the window the other day. We have 2 full-powered sit-down drivable forklifts. We have 4 push-around forklifts. You know, so literally that's the kind of infrastructure it takes. You know, 6 forklifts. We've got racks and racks and racks. I'm looking out my window at least 14 rows of, I believe, 16-foot racking. We're talking huge amounts of storage. You know, we're talking, we are going to have, I think, if I'm calculating this right, close to 40,000 square feet in January of 2014. So it really takes a lot of infrastructure. It really takes a lot of experience. And so when you are using a Purium product, when you're selling a Purium product, when you're recommending a Purium product to somebody, you know that you have Dave and Amy's 20 years of experience in that product. You have Dave and Amy's reputation. You have a face and a voice. And you have a home that you can come to once a month that we open the doors and that we say, please come in and take a look and we will give you a tour and explain it to help you get an understanding of really what it takes to manufacture a product. Because honestly, I mean, the selling part at the end of the game, it's actually pretty easy to pass FDA inspections with 0 violations, to maintain certified organic status, to maintain kosher status. We have 3 independent outside agencies that we pay to come in and randomly inspect us, just to be sure that we are on the top of our game when it comes to quality. So that is the type of confidence that you can have when you're consuming a Purium product and when you're going out and referring that to others.
And it goes a little bit beyond that. Amy, you know, isn't much of a bragger. That's just not her style. But long before the industry required GMP quality standards, 7 years before the industry required this, we hired a woman named Cindy Beener, who now is virtually the regional director of the entire inspection process.
Okay. Right.
And Amy went out, and she had this, you know, this organization actually had an expert who is working for them, and she hired him away from them and brought him in-house to revamp every quality procedure to make sure that we are leading edge quality, not just enough, but well above what's required. This is what we do. This is who we are. And like I said, Amy's not much for bragging. But these are the type of things we do, what I call above and beyond, you know, type of things that we do.
Yeah, you're totally right there. And, you know, Dave should actually be taking the credit for having the forethought back in, I think we opened up a file template that Cindy Beener created for us, and it was back in, like, 2003 or even, like, 1998. I mean, it was forever ago. And so Dave had the forethought. He said, I want to be a major player in this industry. And so even though the law is not set in stone yet, I want to be fully compliant. And it was a brilliant thing to do, because as we got compliant and we went through our learning curve in the late 90s and early 2000s, we were fully ready. You know, we were fully ready to be the company that we are today to support the growth of Purium. We were fully ready to be compliant when the law did become set in stone and the inspections became official and rigorous. And so, you know, it was a really awesome thing that Dave did, that we put resources that, goodness knows, we did not have back then at the time. We diverted resources, you know, to go into these quality programs, and it built us, it gave us the solid foundation to be who we are today. And so that's what's unique about Purium.
Yeah, well, like I said, Amy's not one to brag, but I've got no problem with it, so I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, you know, you've got a super solid foundation, and that's just a little bit of what I wanted to portray on the call tonight. We control the processes from planning, procurement, weighing, mixing, blending, bottling, encapsulating, tableting if it's a tableted product, capsule counting, to labeling, to shipping and distribution. So we are a vertically integrated program. I forgot to mention David's formulations that he spends many, many, you know, hours researching the best synergistic combinations out there. We're not just selling one-off me-too, you know, products. These are synergistically formed, you know, after years and years of research and pulling things from cultures all over the world together. And so really, Purium is a true gem. It's a true gem. It's a labor of love for Dave and I. And, you know, it's just a real honor to be making these products and serving, you know, all of our customers.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So let's keep following these ingredients down the line. So we've now brought them into the warehouse. We've reassured ourselves that they are absolutely safe, and they're of the quality and the potency that we expect. Now it's time to turn those into a product.
So you use the recipes we were talking about, and so these are recipes in the blending batches of more in the, like, 800 to 1,000 pounds, you know, versus, you know, a little mixing bowl in your kitchen. And so we are weighing out each ingredient. We've got at least a minimum of 2 different people verifying by item number and by lot number that they match that recipe. Then we screen all the material before it goes into the blending vessel. Once the materials pass through the screen, if you can imagine a giant mixer, if you will, homogenizes the powder, it blends it into a uniform mix, and then that powder is then collected, and it's tested in between time. It's sent over to our bottling facility, or it's sent over to our processing facility, where it either is put into bottles, made into capsules, or made into tablets, and then those capsules or tablets would be put into bottles. Again, inspected every stage of the way. Once the product is bottled, it comes over to our labeling department, and it gets labeled, whether it gets labeled for the Purion U.S. division or it gets labeled for the European division. There's a separate work order for that, and then the product gets put into quarantine, waiting for those final test results to come back before it can be shipped out to any consumer.
Fantastic. So, did we have Crystal on tonight? Was she going to share something with us? I didn't know whether we were able to reach her.
Oh, yeah, I was not able to get that belief set up with timing.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. So if people were to come into our warehouse and they were part of the Long Beach tour, what's the first stop? I believe it's the quarantine area, right?
It's receiving and quarantine. Mm-hmm.
And then where would our next stop be? Would that be labeling or bottling?
We actually go through, we go back to the shipping and distribution area, but then that's going to be moving, so that will be a change to our tour. So basically we go through the storage area, then we move over to weighing and mixing, where we demonstrate how material handling pulls down all the ingredients, just like you would go around your kitchen and grab all the ingredients to make the recipe. Material handling does that, takes it over to weighing and blending, and it gets weighed out and it gets blended. Am I going too fast? I apologize.
Not at all. You know, in order to expedite the process, though, I'm going to remove myself from the presentation because I think I'm actually slowing you down and possibly confusing the audience. So I'm going to go ahead because this is your backbone. This is what you do all day. So with everybody's permission, I'm going to turn the call over to Amy. You're in good hands. And all that I could tell you is from beginning to the very end, Amy and I's number one priority is providing a product that we would put into our mouths and into the mouths of people we love. And that's, to me, that's the most important thing to remember. Amy and I use these products every day, and we give them to the people we love most in the world. And, you know, Monsanto doesn't eat their own food in their own cafeteria. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that, but anyway. Thanks again, Amy, and everybody. I'm just going to kick back and tune in.
Okay, well, I think we've actually walked through it, but I'll just finish it up one more time, coming full circle. It goes through weighing and blending, and then to come on the tour, we typically go across the street to the bottling facility where you see products being encapsulated, tableted, or bottled, And then the product comes back from the across the street facility into labeling. And that's where it is finished up and the appropriate label is put on it. We also, and I forgot to mention, every bottle has a lot number and an expiration date. So we have a full track and trace of every lot number of every component that goes into making that finished good. And so that's what that ERP, that Enterprise Resource Planning software, helps us track, a full track and trace ability. And actually, we have data since 2004, since the first Purion shipment went out the door in 2004, of what lot numbers and what components were used in those lot numbers. So extensive manufacturing software being used to manage, you know, this growing business and this very tedious process of tracking lot numbers and all the redundant processes that we must follow to create the highest quality product available. So that's pretty much it. That's pretty much what you get to see when you come on tour. And, you know, we are going to be having the tours monthly. And we are going to publish a date. That date has not been picked yet, but it is going to be a fixed date to allow you guys planning. And if you want to travel, if you want to drive down from, you know, maybe Vegas, or drive up down from San Francisco, or even fly in and combine it with a Southern California vacation, we're trying to make the dates announced and make them a fixed date of a certain day per week every month, and really maximize our biggest asset. And I really feel that is that we control the quality from start to finish, because we are our own manufacturer here at Purium.
Yeah, make it a Purium vacation. Come down and visit me at the Oasis. We're just about 3 hours from the facility. You know, so if you'd like to combine the two, absolutely. Amy and I have realized the importance of opening our home up to you, inviting you in, letting you sit on the couch, put your feet up for a minute, and see how we do things. And we're trying to get more and more of you there. This virtual tour is to not only educate those who can't make it, but to inspire those who may have been thinking about it. So, fantastic job, Amy. I'm sorry that Crystal and Tom couldn't join us, but they're an integral part of our team. You'll be really excited to meet them when you come and see us in Long Beach. But until then, I'd like to say good night, and great job, Amy, and for all of you who have been with us tonight, that is truly an important thing, to be connected and to be part of this. And so thank you for being with us tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening. And Dr. Mike is going to be with us, and that will be the day prior to Thanksgiving. I believe he will be having a call, and Dave and I will be back with you the first week of December. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Enjoy time with friends and family, and don't be surprised.
And as is our tradition, we're going to open up the line and let everybody say goodnight to Amy and myself. One moment. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Daniel.
Great to have you, Daniel.
Shauna.
Hey, Shauna.
Hey.
Daniel,
you gotta come and see Amy give this tour in person, y'all. It's really fascinating, very educational, and a lot of fun. So we hope to see y'all here soon. And one last time, good night, y'all.